is ARN.
Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen, for this special Saturday edition of Squirrel Chatter. This is Holy Week, and we have been reading through a devotional that was put out by First Baptist Church of Lyndale, Tom Buck's church in Lyndale, Texas. And I didn't want to stop at Good Friday, so we are going to read it today, and we're going to read tomorrow's as well. Tomorrow will be at 6:30 because I have to be at the sunrise service shortly thereafter because I'm preaching the sunrise service for Frenchtown Community Church. So if you're up early and you're in the Frenchtown area, we'd love to see you. We are at the West Pavilion at Frenchtown Pond. And after the service, we're going back over to the church for breakfast and then our Easter Sunday service at 10:30. So, sunrise service at 8, breakfast at 9, and then our regular service, special Easter edition at 10:30 at Frenchtown Community Church in Frenchtown, Montana. If you're in the area, we'd love to see you. All right. Normally, we're here Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Mountain, but today, as I said, is a special edition. And I want to say that Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. You can head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com, check out all the great curated podcasts that are over there. I'm certain you're going to find something worth listening to. I guarantee it. All right, we got coming up today the Holy Week Scripture and Devotional Reading and Prayers from the Book of Common Prayer. Let us begin, as is our practice, with the Prayer of Confession from the 2019 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Grant to your faithful people, merciful Lord, pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins, and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the Collect for Holy Saturday. O God, Creator of heaven and earth, grant that, as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on this holy Sabbath, so we may await with him the coming of the third day and rise with him to newness of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, the passage for the devotional, again, this is a devotional put out by First Baptist Church of Lyndale, Texas. The passage for today's devotional is Mark 15, verses 42 through 47. And when evening had already come, because it was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea came, a prominent council member, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. And he gathered up courage and went in before Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he had died by this time and summoned the centurion. He questioned him as to whether he already died. And ascertaining this from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. And when Joseph had brought a linen cloth and took him down, he wrapped him in the linen cloth and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph were looking on to see where he had been laid. The Gospel of Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels. It is believed to have been the first written, and Matthew and Luke built much of their structure and stories from Mark. The three together are called the synoptics, see together. As such, the accounts in the other two often have more details than Mark's. However, when a story in Mark has more detail than the other synoptics, it is a point worth examining. In the arrest of our Lord, Mark alone has the detail of a nameless man who seems to have been awakened from sleep by the noise of the soldiers and chooses to venture out of his home to investigate the crowd while wearing nothing but a linen cloth from his bed. Mark 14:51-52. The soldiers, supposing he was one of the disciples, attempted to grab him, taking the linen cloth and leaving the young man with only his cowardice and deep shame to run naked through the night. Most commentators believe this man is none other than John Mark, cousin to Barnabas and author of the Gospel of Mark. If you were John Mark, would you have chosen to include this detail of yourself in the Gospel? If we were writing one of the Gospels, we probably wouldn't have included this autobiographical detail. But John Mark, being a disciple of Peter, recorded for all Christians to read his own shameful cowardice in abandoning his Lord along with the other disciples. He too was, like Peter, not ashamed to have his shameful past recorded in the Gospels. He wasn't afraid to have his foolishness and sin exposed for all the world to read, because he knew the death and resurrection of Christ could cover all his shame. Mark takes special care to use the same word when describing the linen cloth that wrapped the naked body of Jesus. He wrapped him in a linen cloth, Sedona, and laid him in a tomb, Mark 15:46. And a young man was following him wearing nothing but a linen sheet, Sedona, over his naked body, and they seized him. That's chapter 14, verse 51. John Mark was sinful, naked, and ashamed of his actions, but Christ bore his shame and clothed him with righteousness. Even in the next passage of Jesus' resurrection, the angel is clothed with shining white robes, showing the progression of glory and joy, covering our shame with the glory and joy of heaven. No matter how ashamed we may be of our past, Jesus can cleanse us and cover us with his garment of righteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Revelation 3:17-18. And now let us recite our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O God of the living, on this day your Son, our Savior, descended to the place of the dead. Look with kindness on all of us who wait in hope for liberation from the corruption of sin and death, and give us a share in the glory of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our colic for Sabbath rest. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon the earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And for the unrepentant we pray. Merciful God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they should turn to you and live. And through your only Son, you have revealed yourself as the God who pardons iniquity. Have mercy on the unrepentant and those who do not believe. Awaken in them by your word and Holy Spirit a deep sense of their sinfulness and peril. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of your word. Grant them to know and feel that there is no other name under heaven given among men by which they must be saved, but only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so bring them home and number them among your children, that they may be yours forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. And as tomorrow is the day of worship, this is a collect for the eve of worship. O God, the source of eternal life, shed forth your unending day upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship on the morrow give you glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, folks, that is this special Holy Saturday edition of Squirrel Chatter. I wish you the very best of days as you await the celebration of the rising of our Lord tomorrow. If you're looking for some good messages to uplift you and prepare you, I would point you to the Good Friday messages that Redeemer Bible Church did last night. They had three services, and each service had a different preacher and a different message. And I have listened to two of the messages. I have not listened to the third message. And the two that I have listened to are excellent. I expect the third will be just as good. And so I would commend you to head on over to the Redeemer Bible Church YouTube page and find those three services. They're the newest under the live tab. But they had three services last night, and all three were excellent. Jason did a good job with the music, and I've listened to Todd and Kyle's messages so far. They were excellent. So I'm kind of going backwards. I watched Todd live, and I did not realize that they were going to be different messages. I thought Todd was going to preach all three of them, so I didn't watch the 7 o'clock when Kyle preached, nor did I watch the 4 o'clock service. And I don't remember who preached the 4 o'clock. I'll watch that. So I watched Kyle's this morning, I'll go back and watch that first service later this morning while I'm taking care of some other things. But good messages, good music. Redeemer, if you're in the Phoenix area and you are looking for a solid Bible church, I can't recommend Redeemer Bible Church in Gilbert any higher. It is a fantastic church, wonderful brothers pastor that church. They're doing, I think, 4 services today and 3 tomorrow for Easter Sunday. They normally do 3 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. They're doing 4 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday this Easter. So I would commend you, if you're in that area and you're looking for a place to worship on Easter, check out Redeemer Bible Church of Gilbert. They're meeting today and tomorrow for Easter celebration. All right, and we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, bright and early, for a special Easter Sunday edition as we finish these Holy Week readings from the Holy Week devotional that was put out by Tom Buck's church in Texas. So hope you have a wonderful day. And the show notes, by the way, are in the link to that devotional is in the show notes. And it is a free download. And there's much more in it than what I have read to you. Excuse me, there are discussion questions and all sorts of stuff. It's a really good little devotional, and Holy Week's over tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. But, you know, download a copy and maybe go through it with your family next year. So, all right, folks, have a wonderful day. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you bright and early at 6:30 Mountain tomorrow morning for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.